Proclamation number 6747 of 26th of January, 1957. Fertilizing water of life. Life potion. Again and again pass on what you receive from me. It is the water of life which is to flow around all people. It is the well from which all people should draw in order to gain the inner and outer strength they need in earthly life. The spiritual world is constantly in contact with the earthly world. Again and again strength flows to you humans from the original source of strength. But it cannot be directly conveyed to every person if they have not yet prepared themselves as a suitable vessel. Yet my word can be directly transferred to a person who then also has the task of passing it on to his fellow human beings. And again I give this task to my own, to those who can hear me myself, so that they also remember those who would remain without strength if my word were withheld from them. The flow of my love shall be directed everywhere where there is still barren land, where my water of love is to flow for the time being in order to fertilize it. More and more previously barren land can be transformed into fertile soil, and ever richer harvests I will be able to bring into the barns in the end. More and more people will turn to me of their own accord once they have drunk from the water of life and thereby received strength to live on earth in accordance with my will. And the spring will not run dry, but my love and wisdom will guide the flow of grace to where it is desired, where hungry and thirsty souls long for refreshment, for I truly know who desires to be fed and watered by me. And anyone who has once feasted himself on what I offered him will also draw his fellow human beings' attention to it and point them to the source of life. And he himself will offer him the cup in order to offer him a trial drink. But he will have little success with those who have already accepted food and drink elsewhere, and then he will only be able to advise them to abstain from this food and to go to the right source. To draw from the water that lets him arise to life, which he will now never lose. Only a few people seek out this source. They shy away from the path which leads to it because it requires self-conquest and a certain amount of soul work which only a few want to do, but who can then also receive the most beautiful thing, to be addressed by me myself, to be directly offered the potion of life from my hands which compensates them for all previous work and overcoming. And because only a few walk this direct path to me, but every person needs the living water, therefore the former go to meet them and convey the flow of life to them. My word recipients pass on this word of mine, and thus also those can come into possession of these gifts of grace who merely don't reject what is offered to them. Then they, too, will feel the strength of my word if they are willing to listen to it, and they, too, will be awakened to life because my word has this life-awakening effect if it does not meet with resistance. My gifts are too precious to be allowed to remain unused. And no recipient of my word will be satisfied with merely receiving it himself. For the strength which flows to him also wants to express itself, and it will always spur him on to diligent work for me and my kingdom. The human being will recognize his task in life in the spreading of my word and find happiness in letting his fellow human beings participate in what my love and grace bestows upon him. And only in this way is it possible to convey the pure truth to people, which alone leads to life. And therefore I call upon all my children on earth, who hear the Father's language, to pass on the spiritual knowledge which makes them happy. Again and again I commission them to go out into the world to proclaim my gospel. For the flow of grace, which is particularly strong in the end times, shall be directed everywhere where there is still barren, unfruitful land. It shall pour into all human hearts so that they will come alive, so that the strength of my word will awaken all to life who are still dead in spirit. Amen.